Oyane tsangmala ya gongmo tele shwe ni ta tering tere miksa ke te ani lo shwe shwe kong namba ni tu spesha ani malisa da pingya yisere kuni pe trawo tu
Se
ani
marwa.
tsamare o chesam pe trawo tu ani de kong chik pesha ani koren te pe tu tsangmala ya ani tering sa tu pewa tsangmala tu shtele tang ani namjun de pega tsangmalaya ani kadu tang jebe kone ani tshitele shwe
So, to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. Tonight, good evening, and I would like to say a special hello or tashi delay. We have some young people joining us here tonight, and Melissa, Mindy, you guys are twins, so you look very much alike, and Corinne and some other new people. So I'd like to give a special hello and welcome to everyone who is new, and also a heartfelt hello to everyone that normally comes as well.
Ani ta tering a ka miksa ke te kishi subala a ku ta ku koma te kong te gu te ro kishi subala a te kong ge yin si ani longa ma ya pe ta pe re ani tering ya kya ne te sa tu pe re ani pe wa che ani ta kong ge kum chi se gora pyung ya pu gu sum che ani sang yin sing tu ani Ani ti tang tre ko ne shimi ti zui shie ni rwa ta shimi shie ni to koro chi mi ndu
So today we had the Yangtze, the reincarnation of Geshe Sopala, arrive. I mean, he was here last year, but he arrived with some of his relatives. So three kids in all, which means that there's a little bit of extra noise and activity going on. So our poor cats are a little bit afraid of that, right? They're not too sure about that.
Ani ayeng ta komzu sum amata bogo sum tawa chik de shuere dine ya pa kaneta la tro kenata la pa tro na jungma jinda da chuk chik pege tamatwa roa kya gala ya rembu chipa a sera la lobjon chika pe tro gore
So Rinpoche and his mother and two siblings will be staying here for a month, and then at the end of November, Rinpoche will be going to India to enter into Sera.
o din de re ta ta tering kom ja ya te tang bu chen ya nga kom shen da si jam na sam song yin be na ta ya lo shen ba ta ten de chen sa to pe wa ten de ya kom chon ya kom ki sam lit ne yo yin be na ya chi kom rang to ne sam la tang da ti sa lam na sam song
Gom kare.
ta kom ngara so le ba to ne kom shte che ro wa ani kom tang bu kom ja tang ti la
So here tonight for our meditation, because we have some young people and some new people, I'm going to give a little bit of a kind of introduction to what we do when we meditate, just as a preface.
아니 다 지당 곰세에 대 가려고서는 남준대 곰세에 대 곰지치에레 곰지 다 곰생합니다 곰지 곰지치에레 곰지치에 대 아니 삼로티 찍기 토라랑 땅에라고 다 독스 곰지치에레 고양 곰지치당데 요치랑 삼로땅데 티 템베 독스 주니 템베 마치바제 독스 주데라고 다 곰세오는데라고래
So, here, when we talk about meditation, meditation is really habituating ourselves to something, getting accustomed to or getting used to something. So, here, when we meditate, it can be something that we are thinking about, but it also includes holding a particular object in mind with mindfulness and not letting go of that object, staying single-pointedly focused on that.
어떤 남 윤대 가서 곰 마캬베 내가 수가 샘데 캔디쇼 그랬었네 배 가사가로 총총적 잡으시러 와배 땜분 맺죠 총총적 비운년 바 잡으시러 와다 비운년 바로는 대수 최내매 가사가로 총적 어떻게 잡으시러 와 근데 데이 땅 아란 손 데이기 템바 땜분 매워 제 느끼 망보 요아인데 아니 유치랑 돌아 굶지라고 또 두치네 굶지 시에서나 아니 샘디 디스 템포 잡아 차에 내가 가르쳐봐야나 지금 내가 개와 제도배고 다 디케바용 것도 스치네 아니 곰케고래
So here, normally, when we aren't meditating, our mind is kind of like jumping all over the place, going to all sorts of different objects, kind of like a wild monkey or like a crazed monkey. We're jumping all over to different objects, not having a whole lot of stability in our mind or an ability to focus. And so here, being able to cultivate the skill of meditating, as in focusing single-pointedly on one object, is really helpful for us to develop that kind of stability of mind to counteract the way that our mind normally is jumping all around to different objects. So here, when through meditating, as in keeping the mind focused on a single object, you gain some kind of stability where you can hold an object with mindfulness, then from that point, we can begin to engage in what is called analytical meditation. So here, when we can keep our mind focused on a particular object, we can begin to investigate it. Like, what is the nature of this object? What are the various causes of this object? So when we are able to then hold something as the kind of object of our meditation with a decent amount of clarity, from that point on, we can then engage in what we call analytical meditation, which really investigates that object.
Tā chā kum chī yung dhū kī kandhī chā kūrū sā nā ngā dhī kī kāng lā sīm tī shāk bē kāng nē yē nē kā kī yung kū tō, yō nē kā rā yung kū tō, kiam nē kā rā yung kū tō, dhū lā kā rā chī kū tō, wā tī tsa mā jī kī sīm tī nē bē tī nē chā bā chā kū tō wā. Wā tā tī kī chā kum chī yung dhū sīm tī yū kū lā nē bē tī nē nē kā rā kā rā kā rā kā rā sā wā tā tī chā kum tī tūk sī chā kū kū rī dhī bē tī yā tā mō tā tāng kā rā bē shā nā tī kā rā wā.
So I often use an example to illustrate meditation as being like when we drive a car, right? So most of us have driven a car, even if not, we've been in a car. And so when you're driving a car, you're focused on the road, right? Like you need to be paying attention on the road in front of you. But once you have that kind of object in mind, you're watching the road, well, then you need to analyze, okay, what's behind me? What's in front of me? What's to my right? What's to my left? And so forth. And so this is the kind of example I give of that paying attention to the road is like that single-pointed focus, but then you pay attention to other things around, right? You're analyzing or investigating things that are happening around you as well. So that's why I use driving as kind of an example to illustrate meditation.
Nyesem di pe, di lepa kora, ge kang la ya, sem di sha. Tindi ge sem di lepa kora, kang la shakba kang la ya, ngaran zu gyun de ne, ne, lepa di, ni chik, sabu dhaba tindi ke me su na, nak thome, dhaba chi thong gari da. 와 낙토미 잡으시 동그래 아니 딘지게 내갑수 다 가르치고 그랬었나 아니 레베게 나로네 나랑수 로잡고 가서 그랬다 왜 잡고 양만 로 당잡고 두시 아니 레베게 나랑 짜당 샤당 차당 아니 방 대주 보름네 다 이공 망부적으로 대주 나네 대외 잡고 샤르네 두시 왜 지니 제니 샤르소나 아니 대운 뒤 딘데게 삼로 투 스산당 온데게 내려빠디 나로라야 코랑페 데 고양 뭐 짜팅이 대바 낙통도 많이 봐 짜팅이 대바지 나와 주는 거래 어 딘데게 나와디 강라야 아니 샘도 세샤야레 어떻세나 양지 샘데 아 갈로 그래 내빠디 장구용에 땅 샘데 사고용에라 어디 땐데 개바용 거래 어떻세 꼼지참 나삼송
So here, as for our meditation tonight, what I'm going to have you do is really meditate on your brain or sort of focusing on your brain. So here, what we will have coming in the text has a lot to do with the various kind of conceptualizations that arise in our minds and dealing with the ways in which we try to eliminate those various conceptualizations that lead to problems. But so here, imagining like sort of looking inside of our brain, when we sort of are not thinking about anything, it kind of seems like a sort of darkness within there, right, inside of our head. But when we have that kind of image of just sort of a darkness in our head, well, then we can start to think about the kinds of things that are inside there, right? So we have various flesh and nerves and blood and so forth, and imagining within those spaces, there's a kind of light that arises. We sort of illuminate those various spaces and go from a point of there being sort of darkness to illuminating and radiating a kind of light throughout our brain. And so when we have that kind of visualization, that helps for our mind to become sort of calm and expansive, sort of illuminated, and helps our mind to become clear. Visualizing our sort of brain in this way is something that can help kind of increase our intelligence and the kind of clarity of mind. So that's what we're going to focus on for our meditation.
The digi, a cup of Latin level two, some do short chick pe chick tumbutang, chatting, deva chilena, short chickla knock to me, deva chiova tinde junguina, and he knock to me, de jocholaya, and he so suge chick, nama caposoya, vishaya, what a test sama, short lesson, and it's sama to certain and so hurry.
So here, when you're meditating on the brain, maybe it will be that part of it feels really sort of like alert and illuminated, and another part of it might feel like it's sort of dark and in a kind of blackness. And so when we recognize those parts that are kind of dark and black, we should make an effort to put light there to try to kind of like illuminate and radiate that light within that as well. So we'll begin now. So here first let's begin with our posture. You should sit in a way that is comfortable for you. I'm trying to be sort of upright, but in however it is that is comfortable for you to sit. And then relax your mind, not allowing various other thoughts to come into your mind. Make it quite relaxed. And then slowly bring your mind to your brain.
And then
So having brought your mind to the brain, as I was explaining earlier, if it's in a kind of state of darkness, try to light that up, illuminate it until it becomes sort of white, and then place the mind on that.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that is come to church today. She, and he come down to the Zota, to come to the Gadula. Chiluta, doesn't that trash you? Jilemina Pesab Kudwa, Kudwa, Kude.
So that's a kind of a way of meditating. So when we are trying to meditate like that, is it the case that when we hear some, even a small noise outside, we immediately are able to sort of hear that clearly? Does that happen?
So
So the reason for this is when we are meditating and our mind is single-pointedly focused on something, we really clearly hear even small noises. Whereas normally, when we are going throughout our day, unless someone's speaking really loudly, we kind of ignore or we don't pay attention to the smaller sorts of noises that we hear. But this is really a sign that we have that kind of a single-pointed focus of mind. We're developing a sort of clarity wherein even these sort of quiet or like small noises that we might hear become readily apparent to us. So here, although it might initially seem like a fault, right, as though when we are able to clearly hear even little noises, that seems like something that might be faulty with our meditation. It's actually a sign of our being really focused on something single-pointedly, right? When we have those kinds of noises arise and we really are clearly hearing them, this is something that we should keep on continuing because, like, not the hearing of them, but really that we should continue in our pursuit of that kind of stability of mind. When our mind is totally distracted to something or absorbed in something else, we don't hear those like little noises, right? So although it might seem sort of like, oh, I'm not meditating properly or this is a fault somehow, it's actually a sign that you are developing some kind of stability when you have that kind of attentiveness even to small distractions or noises.
Okay, tang ngam te tinema tawati tuja setan timungnam se tinema lai.
So then we will turning to the text, and here I don't know if everybody has this, but it is on the fifth page of the English translation of this compilation of verses, and it is a verse that begins desire, aversion, ignorance, and this is from the root verses on the middle way by Nagarjuna. It's in the 23rd chapter. So
these three then, desire, aversion, and ignorance, or we sometimes are translated as like attachment, hatred, and ignorance, within Buddhist texts are referred to as the three poisons.
So these three are called poisons because in the way that if we eat some kind of poison, it is harmful to our body. If we don't separate that, if we don't extract that or separate ourselves from that in some way, there's a danger of losing our life. So too, these poisons, these attitudes or minds are something that are harmful to us and really separate us from our happiness. They keep us away or separate us from our happiness. And that's why they're referred to as poisons.
So
So here, desire or attachment, as for what this kind of mind is, when we see an object that might be pleasant, like say it's sort of 50% pleasant, when we view it with attachment, we kind of add on to that. We exaggerate the pleasantness of that object to like 70, 80%. And viewing it is something wherein we feel like we don't want to be separated from that. We're attached to it. We want to have that thing. Like, may I not lose this? May I not be separated from this? So this is the kind of attitude of attachment. So as an example, to illustrate attachment, like I have a piece of paper here. If you were to drop a drop of oil onto this paper, it would be something that would really like soak in. It would be very difficult to remove that oil from that paper. We can't separate it out. And so too, when our mind has attachment, we don't want to be separated from that object. This is the kind of thing where we think like, oh, I can't live without this. I can't be without this. That's the kind of attitude of So then the next, which here I've translated as aversion, but is generally translated as either hatred or anger. These are sort of different ways of translating that, the same kind of attitude, is really we have the opposite sort of object. We have something that we at least perceive as being unpleasant. In actuality, there may be some part of that that is unpleasant, but again, we are sort of, we exaggerate, we add on to that object as being unpleasant, as being unattractive, or something to which we want to do some kind of harm. Like there's an aversion or a sort of animosity toward that. So this is the attitude of hatred or anger. So then the next is ignorance. And this is really sort of a mind that is confused or deluded with respect to the way that things are, whether this is something of the past, something of the present, or something that will come to be. This kind of attitude, or we could say mental factor is the technical term, of ignorance is deluded, is confused with respect to its object. It could be an object, a subject mind, whatever it is, it doesn't know it as it actually is. So this kind of mental factor that creates confusion with respect to the nature of the object, this is referred to as ignorance, and it is really the root of the other afflictive emotions.
미치게 배초티게 소소라 고고 땅에 이렇게 채시 주요르다 뺏으면 나로네 고고 땅에 시보 주요이나 급두글라 남줄 같다서는 배 약도 가고 시보 약도 가고 시 근데 땅용도 땅 안 속에 다 내수디 몽구로와 아 미치다 약보 이스레 삼네 다 내수치 마치신 하마고 미치다 약보 이스레 삼네 오디데게 삼로디 몽베게 주에게 삼로 칠레도 다른 요를 몽베게 칠레 진세 몽데 다 내주 곧 뭐네 지는 안주는 네버 지게지 임버레다 임베나 그 캡도 그따야 될라 빼다 차고 인도 가고 시부진 안주 둘라야 찹대인데 안주 내주 될라 몽네 아니 독세다 시우야고 있어 삼베게 칠레 진 오심 좀 질라 몽바 디무 머리크스가 오딘데 질라 오르다
So here, to give an example of this mind of ignorance, where we can say confusion, delusion, let's say there is someone who wants to trick us, who wants to cheat us in some way. But when we look at that person, they present themselves as being sort of very attractive, very friendly to us, right? Although their actual intention is to do some kind of harm, the way that they are presenting, they're saying things that are very nice, they're doing things that seem like they're quite nice, they speak well and so forth, but because we're looking at how they're acting and not knowing their intention to cheat us, we are deluded, we are confused with respect to the way that things actually are. So this mental factor of ignorance is something that is, again, confused with respect to the way that things actually are, and we could use the example of someone who's trying to cheat us or deceive us in some way and is presenting a kind of different facade.
Oda ti duja jetan timu sumbuti ta kele chungre sena kundu tole chungre sum sita kundu to se sona ta chumi ji nam do se tele chungre la ta ro ta kundu to pa dile chumi ji nam do se ge te o ta khate jing e khar ta so se sona ye ge duja de yong du gi yu ji tu wa cha cha ngep chu yu wa yin na ngan chu gi Jaja Tukju, Tunju, Jeju, Gupju Soge, Namdo Jiligdua. O di Namdo Jilla Tene, any Deja Chumare, Sumisi Namdo Tire, Ota Tiletene, any Chareg Sem, Dadmir, what Tiletene Chumare, or Deja Timbena.
So where do these three, desire, aversion, and ignorance, it says then in the next line, they derive the teachings, say, from thought, or we could say from conceptuality, from kind of improper conceptual thinking. So as with like the example of our attachment, we see an object that maybe is sort of 50% pleasant, but our way of conceptualizing that exaggerates the pleasantness. So we see it as like 60, 70, 80% pleasant. And in dependence upon that kind of improper conceptual activity, we then give rise to a kind of attachment where we don't want to be separated from that thing. So in this way, these arise from our improper conceptualization.
Yitu mewa, dile mangwa chisugudwa. O di namdo di sumiji namdo. Di namdo di shar yungundu ki semla mwajipa matewa yungundu shine peke kongdo sigetida matewa jile yungudwa. Chikin newa chikasi o di sumiji namdo sigo tangbo di lagore.
So, and then as far as the kind of thought or the conceptuality that leads to our aversion or hatred, again, when we have some kind of object that maybe has some part of it that is unpleasant, we make more of that, right? We make it extremely unpleasant, very unpleasant, and in response to that, give rise to a kind of hatred or anger to the point of our mind becomes unhappy and we sort of want to cause harm to that. This is the process by which we give rise to aversion or hatred.
What a din and shinchen, Timu Tilaya, Tan Nunsu Chile, Yakushibo, Chinanku, Yendu, Tarang Nunsu Taran, Nunsu Tiran, Yakuisere, Sambendam Dotter, Ten Namdot Juni, Shine, Zindes, Legorua, 오디기 남도티 따디 둘라야 약보시 탑대용 두기 아니 디기 약보이스레 삼백 약보 나와실래고 도와 나마 딜레테네 난 약보이스레 삼백 남도 끼어 두 신에 남도 따 칠레시 몽바칠레고 도와 제라 따 내줄 몽로와 오디 주미시 남도스게 강마딜레 중어레다.
So, too, this is the kind of process that we have with ignorance, where we have the way that something appears to us, and something appears maybe as though it is pleasant, and we hold to it to exist just in the way that it appears, like thinking, oh, this is a nice thing, it's just like this, and we are thereby deluded, confused with respect to the actual way that it exists, based upon conceptualizing it to exist in the way that it appears to us, we are deluded, we are confused, or ignorant of its actual mode of existence.
What a dig tole, chung sung sig it, carasungorsana, digi, gumbulu to quarangi, ne, tundesi, dejajet antimus subuti, namdo, sumiji, namdole, chung resi, narangi, rang suchin, leggy mes, chum de digi, turn alola, and it in the sung shas, or tisungo.
So here, these three, desire, aversion, and ignorance, derive from thought. And this isn't just what Nagarjuna himself is saying, but rather, as it says in this verse, the teachings say, this is what was taught by the Buddha in the sutras. It isn't just something that Nagarjuna himself is positing. So then the second half of the verse really describes the kind of process by which our improper conceptual thinking gives rise to our desire and aversion and ignorance. Now here, the way that the translation that I gave here is that it says arising in dependence upon that which is attractive, unattractive, and mistaken. But the commentary that Geshe-la is giving really says more like in arising independence upon mistaken ideas of attractiveness and unattractiveness. So here, when it comes to, again, like an object that we perceive as being pleasant or attractive, right? This is maybe in some way, it is something that is attractive within the world, but our improper conceptualization exaggerates that, sort of inflates the kind of attractiveness of that object. And due to that, we get an attachment to that where we don't want to be separated from it. Or we have an object that we see as being unattractive and we mistakenly sort of ascribe, this very unattractive, or it's something wherein we then have a sort of animosity or an aversion to that. And it is the case that independence upon these various objects, something that we perceive as being attractive, and then through the process of our mistakenly ascribing an extra kind of attractive quality or something that is unattractive, we then give rise to our attachment and aversion or hatred.
어떻다 야야 독수독 용두기 가르쳐서서나 숨이 지금 남도들에 중얼이 송송아 다야야야 장마 가르쳐서 동나 숨이 지금 남도들에 중얼이 송두기 다 숨이 지금 남도디 다 응어스나 컨디시 응어스인 것도 세운두기 다 숨이 지금 남도들라야 배트초 돔잠이 세버이나 니일 돔제고로와 니 양마나 존도 양마나 군디 어디제기 남도 니일 돔잡쇼고레
So here, the process as it's described in this verse, where does it really meet, or what's the root of all of this, is really this improper conceptualization, right? That is what leads to, if we sort of summarize the way in which this happens, it really is through our ascribing extra sort of attractive qualities or looking at something and feeling that it is extra unattractive. So we can sort of exaggerate or reify something in a positive way, or we can kind of deprecate it. That's really the two, if we are to summarize or sort of put into a kind of summary, the improper conceptualization in which we engage, it is those two.
What the tea that drondo tang, curtip ni yuente, down a drondo sena, candelegre, sesona, that drondo, laura, drondo sesona, negi, peggy, pecha serpana, yuba. Ko yuti meba yina yang so yebar taga chigla trotokpa se roa meba yina yebar taga tila trotokpa se mesha shagna kalagorosana aran zugu chuzu di chayana chuzu di tsak 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 si jokpo shivu jin jote oroa chuzu tuzu di jokpo shivu jin jote orate Maranzuk drote about the kajikajik jig, but the matawa che, kajik chiki, and michikbar tawa chesona, takpata tasona, kum takpata marawako, kajikajik yudu or takpa marita, ina pa takpata tasona, o di drotopa, sigur kum, umbrava, meva chiglata, meva senata, the mevaranta marawata kalaurata. Tapesha shagwan ya kote shen shana gola rajo meba yena gola rajo meba yemba yena gola rajo yoba shita sona drotokpa seora tala roa roa manzugi gyabugi chik pepe gyabuchikla gola rago yore lare ta ngene ta rago yoma roa meba yena gola rago yore spa
when we talk about these two, I'm going to translate the one as like exaggeration and then the other as sort of deprecation. And here we could also translate it as like reification, but this is the process by which we think that something that doesn't actually exist does exist, or we ascribe something that doesn't actually exist to something. So we could think like take, for example, this clock, and not just that like it's measuring time and it's showing the seconds going by, but the clock is actually something that is impermanent. And when we really investigate and analyze, we can find that it is changing moment to moment to moment. But when we look at that clock, it seems like, oh, this is permanent. This isn't subject to destruction. It's remaining here. It's staying in a sort of static way. So our viewing the clock in a way as if it has some kind of permanence when it's actually something that is impermanent, that sort of ascribing permanence to something is an exaggeration. We're reifying something that doesn't actually exist. And so maybe to give a little bit easier example to understand, like if we were to look at somebody or say that somebody has horns when they don't actually have horns, that would be exaggerating something, right? So there is a Tibetan king who people will talk about as having horns. He probably did not actually have horns, but this is something that people would say about him, sort of exaggerating.
What did he say? That drought of magic teaching here last war. Peggy, the youth, the yet on what jaja, nepula, meva yena yang, youth, the jaja, nepula, hack watch patasona, you did it, drondo, rea, yim. Mayimba chigla yimbartana, roa mayimba chigla yimbartana. 갸자 죽주 메나야 갸자 죽주 임바르 따송나 아니 고 쫀도 세오르다.
So when it comes to exaggeration, the way that this contributes to our attachment to something is if like you have an object out there that maybe is 50% pleasant or attractive, but you ascribe an extra level of attractiveness to that, right? Like, oh, it's 60% attractive or pleasant or even more. That's a kind of exaggeration helps to give rise to our attachment.
어디겠다? 진짜 매번씩라 요버타소나 스타트온도 지금 가르레고 도서나다 아람소겠다 용라하겠다 미치글라 체주 믹사딘데 케케게 매번이나 미치글라다 아람소게 소스게 디세게 아 이동화 잡았지 따대사게 유지 요와체 콜라 믹사게 체주딘데 케케 매번이나야 콜라 믹사게 체주 디요레스 아주 막보 이제 요버타 매나양 다이월도 계주 띠요 띠요를 삼내게 네게 따소나 심상고 매나야 심상보 요르다 내가 약부 지기 매바에나야 내가 약부 지기 요르다 오다 디그리도 스케주게 지기 망부지 매나야 요르다 배가 로진도 그래서 대주 상만 존도르다.
So here, the kind of exaggeration that we engage in, like if, for example, there's someone that doesn't have any kind of special qualities, but our way of seeing them is as sort of special, we ascribe special qualities to that person, even though they don't have those. So like, even if they don't have a good, kind mind, we think, oh, they have a kind mind. They have a good mind. Even if they don't do good work, we think, oh, they do such great work. And so describing, sort of imagining that this object has something which it actually lacks, that's the kind of exaggeration that we are talking about here, reification. Something that doesn't exist, we impute it or we imagine that it does.
Well, the thing is, 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 the 그러면 내 손을 배주어디라 상보디요 말해 내가 약보디 지기요 말해 네 고랑랑 믹사하게 캐주시엔 지기 아란주 따와는 신지 요 말했다 아란주 따니기 디요 그래서 망보 지금시 쌤께 돈데 지용도 다 욕점 망보 랑고로 왔다 니기 그러면 내 손에 가니기 이 망보 쪼또 안에게 쌤 따당디 대용도 그 딜레때네 저와 짬만다 용해도 대신에 안졸라지 강아지 대화다 신하고 오르다디.
So here it is due to our way of looking at something then that we exaggerate. We think that there's some kind of a quality that's there that isn't actually there. So there might be someone that doesn't have a good mind or they don't work well, but our way of looking at them, we think, oh, they do have a good mind. Oh, they do work well. And so the way that we are perceiving them doesn't actually accord with reality. It contradicts the actual kind of situation. And due to this misperception, we create all kinds of problems for ourselves through this process of improper conceptualization in terms of exaggerating something.
What the zuge da jig ngaran zuge gyun di karchen chung rusna da namdo tondo ga namdo di ngaju ka tresa da di namdo di gyo yin ba cha ha khosona da karta ore se du gi di namdo di 누구여왔다 교회인부 하고서나 다 갔다 그랬었나 외부 내수라 유디 외부 내수 강인부터 따 그랬어 유코랑라 외부 내수 상부이나 상부 자자 가서 여와이나 디런 따에 마도 딜학반 맞다 매바이나야 여반 맞다 외부 내수라 가르 여반 따다스 외부 내수라 가르 여반 따서나 아니 디기 강아디 책임 말했어 어디서고다.
So if we see the way in which our kind of exaggeration is faulty, that it gives us some kind of problem, the antidote to that is really looking at things in the way that they actually are, trying to find how they actually exist rather than sort of looking at the way that we project things onto them. So examining, oh, this is how this thing actually is, then this is the way that we are able to eliminate the kind of troubles that we get into through our exaggeration of particular qualities by actually seeing the thing as it is.
오다 디기 돈도 디기 초안에게 땅 알아서 가른 마용한 지그랬었나 당보랑 들라 아니 아니 띠목도 마용한 지그래 띠목도 마용한 근데 지그랬었었나 외벨 내줄 강 여바땡 안줘 따답 채소나 그 여기 내줄 몽금 말아와 여기 내줄들라 마몽나 마릭바 랑 요를 몽벤 심중 쓰게도 매워져 다른 요를 몽벤 심중 매워차나 아니 신에 안줘 띠목 쓰게도 마 건너치게 아니 말한 소 네 고갑들하고 그랬다. 다른 요런 몽 사소나 아니 신디기 용의 메르다 강다 강아도 체그리다 신디 강아 망부르다 무튼 체용으로 왔다.
So our exaggeration gives us trouble because fundamentally we first don't look at the way that things as they actually are. Really, it's coming from this kind of delusion or confusion with respect to the way that things are. But if instead we look at the actuality of the object, look at how it actually is, then when we aren't deluded with respect to the way that it exists, then in turn we won't engage in this kind of reification or exaggeration. So the way to counteract this kind of misperception of objects is to actually look into the way that they exist, the way that they are, such that we don't come under the control of that kind of delusion or confusion.
어디기다 좀 내대게 막 어떻게 온두기 당부들 딱 봤은 것도와 딱 봤은 온두기 뭔가 또 해야겠다 답시를 송고로 와. 유디 나랑서 다 사제니랑지 풍부디 그지 교도월이 나랑저기 로망배 미디 아마 당보 통역의 미디 단따랑 단도 대샤 돈도 대샤 삼다 딱 봐라 난 진태고 오로와 어디세니 다 나랑서 유라 몽니 오두시 미딱 발라 딱 봐라 쪼또하니 예 미딱 봐 그지 교도라 미딱 발라 딱 봐라 따따 대대내기 간주 강아지 태그도와다 배 강아 태그도와 당보 이 동화로 미식통 옛날에 잘라 옛바이나 가르치는 당보 그런 직통도 따가랑 진이자 그런 유의 최는 만주와라 따가랑 다로 망보지 키니 돈도 독스따가라 진이 독스태고로와 되기 강아지 태원 되기 네 딱바르 맞다 되는 신기다 아람 주고 수풍리 코르베가 사제 닐랭 최상마 미장 와다지 레데 안주 짱와시보 제 돈난 넘버 또 안에 그때 대고로와 아니 드네 안주 다 딘동이 때나 배반 되기 짠이 큰이 니에요 말했대 아람 주 짠이 니에요를 퍼게랑도 락바 창에도 나 탑에도 다 창만 도스 안주 그 따대네다 주세 도스 주고로와 어디 되기 창마 강아지 대고로와다 짠에도 강아지 니게요 말대 이나양 외변 내전에 따도 수조도한 백에 또 쓰다려고로와 오독시한데디 다 준비되게 모두 채용돼 오독스 머리부터 해야 순구도 하디.
So here, in terms of averting these kinds of wrong conceptualizations, the Buddha, the Bhagavan, has taught the methods for doing this. He sort of introduced or pointed this out to us in terms of, like, say, take our own body and mind, these contaminated, appropriated aggregates that we have. And we, although they are changing moment to moment to moment, they never remain statically without changing. We hold them to be permanent, like as if they were lasting or enduring in some way, rather than recognizing that they're actually changing moment to moment to moment, that they are impermanent. And so it is due to our holding things as permanent that we get ourselves into a lot of trouble. We cause a lot of pain and trouble for ourselves. Like when we have something that we like, that we find quite attractive, we hold on to it as though it were permanent, as though it were going to remain just like that, but that actually contradicts the way that it is. And the Buddha pointed out the fact that all of these things, our own body and mind, our contaminated aggregates and the environment outside around us, is impermanent in contrast to the way that we hold it as being permanent. And so too, when it comes to our own body or the sort of environment in which we live, we often hold that to be something that is really pure, that is really clean, when it is in fact the case that these things
things are not. They are impure. And that, too, gives us a lot of trouble when we hold to them as being somehow pure. And so, too, when it comes to various phenomena, it seems as though they, like, exist in their own right, as though we could, like, hold on to them somehow, as if, well, that's that thing right there. But when we actually investigate, looking in the light of emptiness, there's nothing that can be found. Whatever sort of object it is, whether it is ourselves or some sort of external object, we can't actually point to what that thing is. Although we hold it to have some kind of an entity to exist in and of itself, and that too, that kind of grasping gives us trouble, gives us problems. And so the Buddha, the Bhagavan, has pointed out these kinds of ways in which we erroneously grasp at phenomena in order to eliminate the kind of trouble that comes from such erroneous grasping. So holding like that is examples of the way we reify things, right? Again, when there is something that doesn't actually exist, but we hold it to exist. And on the other hand, we can engage in this kind of improper conceptualization of deprecation, wherein there's something that exists, but we deny its existence. Whether we are looking at someone with qualities or something with qualities, but we deny that those qualities are there. Maybe someone does do good works, or they have a kind of good heart, a good mind, but we look at them and say, oh no, they don't do good things. Oh no, they aren't a kind person. To deny or sort of deprecate, this too is a way in which we mistake the way that things actually exist. And so our way of holding that object, in this case, something that we generally see as unpleasant and sort of denying the good qualities of that, whatever they might be, our way of seeing that, of perceiving that object, is mistaken from the beginning. And this is the way in which we sort of deprecate or deny on the other hand.
Ko so chebe yana nue yo mare kola nugi mare kola dichen tikpa ye ke yo mare o te yo rata de mangpo chte go rata tikpa yo mare kola nue yo mare o da tinje chen ngaran so top tang re to to che o da tuksi mangpo chigi me bte go ra ye nue nugi yo re lega dugja chi pege semje ko so chebe yana ne semje so kha cha yo de kola nugi ro wa ne wa in de lega dugja che lega dugja ne dikpa da yong ha yong go ro te yin ba yin ang ran so ta dang ji ke to ne ya de yo mare se o da gyun je shen ke yo mare ne kum di ta bu chi ke yo mare se kum di ta ne ne to sta ang de na te zhe te ta ma gur di bu go ro ta ka ng da ra ngue bin ne su pa ji gur di bu du gu yi ge sen ge du ta ne ten ten ne gu du a ko Rawat lega ne, tuja cerai sya, tindih tindih, betul juga tuah.
So here we could think of like doing something that is bad. For example, like taking life in the case where we want to eat meat. We have a desire to eat meat. And so we might look at like animals and think, oh, well, they don't really suffer, or there's no non-virtue in taking the lives of animals. Like, or it's our right to be able to take animals' lives. Like we sort of deprecate the things that are actually there. We don't think about the kind of harm that it causes. We don't think about it being something non-virtuous. We sort of deny that. So due to our way of looking, we find justifications for acting in that way. Again, driven by, say, our desire to eat meat, we think that, oh, well, it's not really harmful. Like an animal doesn't really suffer when we take its life and so forth. And due to this kind of habit, we look at it in that way and we sort of deny the way that things actually are, wherein when we take life, it is definitely causing harm, right? They definitely suffer when we, say, extinguish the life of an animal. But due to our habits or due to our wants, we sort of deprecate or deny the way that things actually are. So here, these two, and they could have various English words, but I'm using exaggerate and sort of deprecate or deny. When it comes to, if we sort of summarize them, when we exaggerate something, that means taking something that doesn't exist or is not and saying, oh, this exists. It is like this. We're ascribing something that isn't there. And on the other hand, we can engage in this kind of deprecation or denial where we have that something is like this, but we say, oh, it's not, or something that does exist, but we say, oh, that doesn't exist.
What a diggy num diggy, that's hella gavag, num dotty, tuxja topsuna, takarligre, sasuna, mune, digis, talegorta, cora, num dotty niggy, but only chit topsuna, ne shine, digis, lair. The condition liveries, not that digit condition liveries, sasuna.
So here, when it comes to exaggeration and deprecation, if we can actually approach things in a measured way, as opposed to sort of giving in to that exaggerating qualities or things that don't exist, or denying, deprecating things that do exist, then that leads us to happiness, actually, because when we are able to, instead of following after this kind of improper conceptualization that's exaggerating certain qualities or denying certain qualities, and we can actually see things the way that they are, that eliminates the kind of trouble that we generate through those kinds of misperceptions. And that's really how we bring about mental happiness. So it is by counteracting those two or approaching things in a way in which we see them clearly the way that they actually are, that we are able to bring about mental happiness.
Because you never share what it is. 나자 코랑나 생고 따당 시행 거래.
So here, then the question might arise, okay, well, if I just see things the way that they are, am I not going to have any kind of suffering then? Well, what if the way that things are is that I'm sick or I'm in pain and that's the way that it is? That's how I'm seeing it. Well, then we need to look at the way in which we view being sick or being in pain. We need to come to understand the way that we are actually perceiving that. So here, when we think about the way that we perceive, say, our pain, it is the case that maybe we are experiencing some kind of pain or sickness. But if we look at it in such a way as like, oh, I'm always going to be in pain, well, then we're making that much worse. When we actually look at that pain, we should realize that however long it may last, I mean, it's not going to last longer than 100 years, right? Because it can't last longer than a span of life. And actually, it is something that is momentary, as in changing moment to moment to moment. And so recognizing, thinking about whatever sort of pain or suffering we might be enduring as being impermanent, this can be a way to shift our thinking towards that. And so too, when we think about like if we're experiencing some kind of pain, we should recognize that it's causally created, that we have done something in the past so as to be experiencing this kind of suffering result. And rather than bemoaning that by recognizing, oh, well, because I am now ripening that bad karma that I created in the past, it's now exhausted. I am exhausting that kind of cause, and thereby I'm not going to experience it again. So in this way, our way of looking at perceiving even something like pain can change our relation to that.
Yes, Nasa Delia, Caris, Chixem Tadan Carta or Sana, did Nasa de Nasa Duxu de Rue, Dile Duga Casu Casu Yore, Dim Mana Ditanga Pea Gori, Samsam, Yarua, Nasa Dile Duga Casu Casu, Dim Mana de Pea Yakore, some way to Samotangores. Dile Dug Manguyoro at Nasa, Susan Nagatile Duga Nasa Manguyore, Dile Kangache Mambo, Dim Mate Wache, Ditejo Tinga Oze Yakore, some Tang, Tianga Venezuela, Tatanga Venezuela. Cho Chingnegi, Nasa D. Kimbegi, Nan Lega Sambo Mambo, she was chela, D. Guma Chesons. Dil Gutuja Jiki Chenig, Jibu Yimbina, Mombala. Tandong lega duja chesona, mombal dining in Yungri, that dikun a chemindu. Dikasona, and a mombalangal, devo tuja yungumari. Dichening, ah, di machi, sege, pe, guma yak, shush tengutus. Lega yawa chela, guma pea, what tengutu. Di naza dingala, pe, I wish you would tossum some chevres. This was a cheer to winner. Di mina, then nata nego or de some little tangsho dig, naza. Pema Chungjung Sugura. Chungju Simba Kashek Nyame Dunga Gunguyura Pe the same Livitinga T to me that in the Chigura that in the some when you tang negative Gungura. O D Chenigi so should pen to go and do any toes conso Gungura. O D Cheni Pendoya would do some tang in Baina and Nazati Chungjuorta. O do sit down Nazat Mubinetsu Jigi in Baina Korean Mubinetsu Samatayana. Pendo Yungore, some old to some of the Tantan Jangore, Lorda.
So here we can also reflect upon whatever sort of sickness or pain that we might be experiencing. We might have this thought of like, oh, this is the worst. Like I'm experiencing the worst kind of illness. But really, is it the worst thing? Like there are many different illnesses that we could be experiencing that could be far worse. We need to bring some perspective to what it is that we are going through rather than looking at it and feeling like, oh, this is the worst thing that could be happening. There are much greater difficulties that we could be experiencing. And relatively speaking, whatever we're going through isn't the absolute worst kind of thing. And so too, when we think about our suffering as being the result of causes, like bad causes that we have created in the past, that suffering experience really can spur us on to do good things, to recognize that, well, I don't want to create the kind of causes that lead to this suffering. So it can be a great motivator in our engaging in causes that will lead to good results. So rather than seeing it as something that is kind of like afflicting us, we can see it as something that is compelling us to do activities that are positive, that will lead to good results in the future. I don't want to have this kind of bad result or bad experience again. And so thereby, we can see our suffering as being something that benefits us. This illness, this sickness that I'm going through is actually beneficial in terms of spurring me on to do things that are positive. And so in our way of looking at things, again, I'm saying that we need to see things in accord with reality. And we might look at like, oh, well, I'm sick and that's what the reality is. But we need to train our minds to really think about it in a proper way. When we look at the example of like, our way of perceiving this can really reduce the suffering that we are experiencing. It can transform the experience that we have with regard to that. And we can look at the example of bodhisattvas who endure all kinds of different suffering, their bodies being cut and so forth. And they are able to undertake that with a great deal of mental fortitude where they're not experiencing it as some kind of suffering, but rather is something that is they use to their benefit. So this is really the way in which we need to train our minds to perceive the illness or suffering that we are going through and come to see it in accordance with reality. So here we have 15 minutes left, so I'll open it up for questions. You all probably maybe have questions, so anyone wants? Yeah, Melissa? So I don't know if everyone heard the question there. It seems clear that our most coarse, kind of gross levels of mind are dependent upon the brain, but the question is whether there are subtle levels of mind, or the most subtle. So is our most subtle level of consciousness dependent upon the brain?
So Dindu di lebal chanara leg mares odisene en lebalara leg mares gor.
So here, this is a central and main point of debate these days, you could say, about, so it's clear that according to Buddhist texts, at least, they would say that the most subtle level of consciousness is not dependent upon the brain. And one way that we can establish that is like when scientists or doctors examine someone who is clinically dead but is remaining in tukdam, that it's the case that they can't identify any sort of brain activity occurring during that time. But when but they are meditating using this most subtle level of mind, the clear light mind at the time of death, after all other appearances have set, maybe to meditate on emptiness or bodhicitta or impermanence. And so Buddhists would contend that although the more coarse levels of mind have a kind of dependency upon the brain, that most subtle level of consciousness is not dependent upon the brain. And the way that we can establish that is through its functioning in the absence of any kind of brain activity.
Lepa me peggy, simje mambu shivajuri, sir, lepa chenemi joke, simje mambu yuris. What is zugi rilaya, anigi, the latan, lamayin, sigajuro, what a tezug rilaya, ni lepa yomare, imbayana consul simsama yuris, what is shivuri?
Simjan kare.
Ni maranzu, suji kang simje, sumi kang simje. Oda tindigi mimayi tongdisera dua tangzu tongdisera dua oda tezu chigla leba yores kelen chige yo mara yimbayina konsulate yores semde yores sem chamoti kan ne yores ne yo mara slegore.
So it should also be said that Buddhists would also say that it's not just the most kind of subtle level of consciousness, but we can have conscious beings who don't have a brain. There are some maybe types of animals where there's no sort of discernible brain, but yet they have a consciousness. Or we could think about beings in the form and the formless realm who don't have any kind of physical form, but yet have a consciousness, or the sort of like ghosts or other non-human kind of beings that, although they're lacking the physical sort of hardware of a brain, are conscious or are asserted to be conscious. And so, for humans, we might say that it's the most subtle level of consciousness that's not dependent upon the brain, but there are other examples that could be given where they're conscious but not having a brain.
Cerik berkurang tu ikhya untuk lepas mabes semasa tu lagu tua. Imbas yang nak konsul yang siapa yumi ke cerik berkeliling yumi kahsia umat sonda. Ini lepas mabes semasa tu lagu tua. Cerik berkurang tu. Tapi min kahsia jadi tangnya.
So I can't say with absolute certainty, but I think that there are scientists that would assert that there are certain sentient beings that don't have a brain, or at least they've not been able to sort of like identify the various structure that you would call a brain. And whether they actually assert that that being would be conscious or not is maybe like a different matter. But, there's some overlap with science. I can't say like exactly in accordance with that, but yeah.
Thank you. Ani, that you will enjoy, na sawa. Okay.
So are you saying, is that only for people who will remain in Tukdam or for everybody who dies? The Tukdam la shuna, the lung sangma ume tsawa la tim yorebes. Yeah.
Yere tat tagarang re, aranzu etan dage, nam gyundege pechu siyeti,
When it comes to someone that is remaining in Thukdam after death, so at the time of death, all of the kind of winds gather into the central channel and actually dissolve into what's called the indestructible drop, which is sort of indestructible and also inseparable in the sense that it's the most subtle consciousness and the most subtle life force wind that are sort of inseparable. You look at it from one side and it's the kind of life wind, and the other side would be the most subtle kind of consciousness. So while we are alive, for the most part, with the exception of like advanced tantric practitioners, our winds don't enter into that central channel, right? It's going through our right and left channels. And while this naturally occurs at the time of death, there's a special benefit then if you're able to sort of access or manifest that the mind within that most subtle indestructible drop, and that's what would be happening during Thukdam. So all of the winds would definitely be gathered into that central channel. There wouldn't be any. So here, as is most well-renowned as a practitioner, sort of accepted by everybody, would be Jetsun Milarepa, who on the basis of practicing Heruka or Chakrasamvara and Hevajra was able to attain Buddhahood in a single lifetime, right? By training during his life to be able to draw all the winds into that central channel and gain proficiency through those kinds of practices, be able to sort of access that and attain enlightenment in this very life, right? So you could do it through the kind of manipulation of the winds while you are alive as well, if you're a very advanced practitioner.
Thank you.
But let's not all sort of think that we can all be like Milarepa and just attain Buddhahood in a single lifetime. I myself don't think that, and it's not necessarily good for us to be in that kind of a rush, but having a sort of slow, steady progression is the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's a story of someone who was going to go a really far distance, and they went to get a divination about which would be the best way to go to get to this particular place. And so the person did the divination and said, you know, it's best if you go slowly, as in, like, if you were to try to get there too quickly, there could be some sort of obstruction to that, or you might encounter some sort of great difficulty. So maybe that's kind of like a metaphor for us as well, that we shouldn't be in such a hurry to reach our destination, but should proceed slow and steady. So these days we don't do divinations before we go somewhere. We just get in our car, and sometimes we try to drive as fast as we can to get there, and then we're stopped by the police, and then maybe we're never going to get there. Better to proceed with caution, maybe, and slow down a little bit when we're trying to get where we're going.
Yeah, 도치나.
Oh. It's me.
Forget.
Yeah, Anne isn't here today.
Sashi